Pro-Life to the Max is produced and broadcast by WOMB 89.9 FM Catholic Radio in Bloomington, Indiana.
Ave Maria, welcome to Pro-Life to the Max, a weekly half-hour radio program under the patronage of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that is dedicated to keeping you informed on local, state, and national pro-life issues and efforts and inspiring you to get involved. I'm Rhonda Branham, here with my co-host for life, Monica Seifker. Thanks for being with us today. Well, for the past several years, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops has designated the week of July 25th as Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. It's an opportunity for both priest and laity to educate themselves on the richness and beauty of church teaching regarding human sexuality and conjugal love. July 25th, of course, is the anniversary of Pope St. Paul VI encyclical Humanae Vitae, which is all about the transmission of human life and the sacredness of the marital embrace. So in preparation for this year's NFP Awareness Week, which will run from July 21st through the 27th, we're going to be hearing from Dr. Teresa Notare. Dr. Notare is the Assistant Director of the NFP Program for the United States Catholic Conference Bishops Secretariat of Laity, Marriage, Family Life, and Youth. We're excited to have her on the phone with us. But before we get her on here, Monica, why don't you go ahead and start us off with prayer?
Absolutely, Rhonda. God, our Father, we give you thanks for the gift of marriage, the bond of life and love, and the font of the family. Empower married couples to live the beautiful call to free, total, faithful, fruitful love in the vows they exchanged in holy matrimony. Help them live faithful, exclusive love amid the challenges and temptations of the world. Strengthen them to imitate your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave himself with outstretched arms upon the cross, completely and freely to his bride, the Church. Through the grace of the sacrament of matrimony, may couples rise to the demand to be selfless every moment of their relationship, thus giving glory and honor to God and becoming a source of true light and love for the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pope St. Paul VI, pray for us.
And now this week's In the News.
A thorough review of Planned Parenthood's past annual reports reveals that the corporation's abortion market share continues to steadily increase, even while its other services plummet. A decade's worth of annual reports were surveyed by Live Action and showed significant drops from 2007 to 2017 in patient numbers, pap tests, cervical cancer screenings, breast exams, and contraception. Meanwhile, since 2007, taxpayer funding to the organization has increased by over 61%, private donations by 157%, and abortions by 9%. Well over 300,000 abortions were performed in the U.S. by Planned Parenthood clinics in 2017 for a rate of 38 unborn children killed every hour or one child killed every 95 seconds. And an in vitro fertilization mix-up saw a woman give birth to someone else's twin babies. A New York couple sought help at the CHA Fertility Center after struggling for years to conceive. DNA testing established that neither baby was related to either member of the couple, nor that the twin babies were even related to each other. The babies each possessed DNA of other couples who were also clients at the CHA Fertility Center. Catholic teaching prohibits in vitro fertilization, maintaining that a child has the right to be conceived in the marital embrace of his parents and that a child is a gift from God and not a right. The couple has filed a lawsuit against the fertility clinic, claiming significant and permanent injuries from which they will not recover. And in what is being called a strategic move, Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill announced this past Wednesday that rather than appeal a federal judge's order that blocked the state's ban on dismemberment abortion from going into effect, his office will proceed to summary judgment. The decision allows the Attorney General to focus on defending the inherent constitutionality of the ban itself. On the office's government website, the second trimester abortion procedure is described as a method whereby, quote, the physician uses forceps to rip live fetuses piece by piece from their mother's wombs, close quote. I remain committed to protecting protecting the value and dignity of fetal life by defending Indiana's law banning this brutal and inhumane procedure, Attorney General Hill said. At this juncture, I believe our best path forward in this case is to proceed to summary judgment as we continue to gather evidence and formulate strategy. And this past Thursday saw approximately 22 unborn children killed at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood. Women and couples from Kentucky and from throughout all of Indiana came to 421 South College Avenue to obtain an abortion. Sidewalk advocates and prayer partners were on hand all day long, offering love, hope, and help to the women going in. At least two women left the facility without going through the abortion. And that's your weekly in the news.
Well, Monica, we've devoted a lot of time on these shows to the topic of the church's teaching on human sexuality and marital love because strong and holy marriages are foundational to both the church and all of society. If the world is awash in chaos, then it is because its bedrock, marriage and family life, has been eroded. And what a great battle is being waged right now on the marriage and family front.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Rhonda. I'm sure we've mentioned before how back in 2008, the late Cardinal Carlo Caffara of Bologna, Italy, spoke about this very issue, referencing some correspondence that he had had with the principal Fatima Seer, Sister Lucia. Cardinal Caffara, who for many years was president of the Pontifical John Paul II Institute for Studies on Marriage and Family, revealed how, in a letter addressed to him, Sister Lucia wrote the following words: "The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family. But don't be afraid, because anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue. However, Our Lady has already crushed Satan's head." Now, both Cardinal Caffara and Pope St. John Paul II understood that the institutes of marriage and family touch upon the very pillar of creation. And if that founding pillar is compromised, well, then the entire building collapses. And we're seeing this all around us. This is why working and praying for the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of spouses, is absolutely crucial for the restoration of morals and society.
And one of the most important ways, and maybe even the most important way, to foster a genuine holiness in the lives of married couples is by promoting a proper understanding of the beautiful gift of human sexuality and of how the sacrament of matrimony is meant to symbolize the union of Christ with His church. Well, we are so blessed here in the United States because our bishops set aside an entire week every year dedicated to this purpose. Natural Family Planning Awareness Week is held every year during the week of July 25th to celebrate and reverence God's vision of human sexuality. And here to talk with us about this vital national educational campaign is the Assistant Director of the NFP Program for the USCCB's Secretariat of Laity, Marriage, Family Life, and Youth, Dr. Teresa Natare. Dr. Natare, welcome to Pro Life to the Max, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So, Dr. Natare, how long have you been involved in this ministry, and what drew you to this work?
Well, I've been involved since 1984, and the simple and funny answer is that I needed a summer job before going off for my MA program when I was living in New Jersey. The bishop who founded this office, at the time he was Monsignor James T. McHugh, and later he became a bishop, he needed somebody to help him as summer work, basically, and that's how we began. I just started working for him in the summers.
Okay, and you were the fortunate soul then.
I know. That's proof that it's God's will and not your will.
There you go. So what are some of your duties as the assistant director of the NFP program?
It's pretty much A to Z. My main duty is to really work individually with diocesan marriage and family life directors or diocesan NFP coordinators to develop their programs, their ministry for natural family planning. So I would say that easily, that takes up the majority of my time. And if it's not one-on-one consultation, then it's developing resources and working on programs that will help them in their ministry. So I can find myself doing something fun, like helping to create a poster for Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, or I can be finding myself giving talks at conferences, or setting up, as what we did last year for the 50th anniversary of Humana Vitae, an academic symposium where we developed a book and other resources. In fact, the book just came out with Catholic University Press. It's called Humana Vitae 50 Years Later. So it could be something that's simple and fun, like brochures and posters, or something more complicated and difficult, like academic editing of a book, advising bishops, taking part in international conferences on natural family planning, and also relating to the various NFP leaders, both in the United States and also internationally.
Yeah, okay. Or doing radio interviews, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So do most of the dioceses have NFP coordinators?
Yes. I have to say they all do. And then, as you look at that picture, there's great variety. I would say the majority of dioceses, their NFP ministry is offered through the Marriage and Family Life Office. Mm-hmm. And in those dioceses where there's been a long tradition of the ministry being up and running, it would be very well developed. So, for example, in the Diocese of Phoenix, they've always had, gosh, I think it was from the 1970s, they had NFP ministry. And the ministry actually started as a nonprofit NFP organization that always closely worked with the diocese. And then when Bishop Olmsted took over in that diocese, he integrated that nonprofit into his chancery. He also set up a Theology of the Body Institute that complements that and fortifies the pro-life program. So that type of model, for lack of better language, is a beautiful, comprehensive model, because there's the core issues of natural family planning methodology being taught to married couples and engaged couples, but there's also chastity education going on, general education on the church's teachings on human sexuality, the sacrament of marriage, and the proper transmission of life through responsible parenthood. So they'll target different groups like seminarians, clergy, healthcare professionals, the general Catholic population, etc. That's, I would say, the most well-developed format that you can find in dioceses. And as I said, Phoenix is a beautiful example, but so is La Crosse, Wisconsin, and so is the Archdiocese of New York. Gosh, Cleveland and the Diocese of St. Cloud, those dioceses have had long-term commitments. Wichita is another one, St. Louis in Missouri, Springfield in Illinois. So we've got a lot of that beautiful, fertile activity going on. In probably the weakest model, it would be a diocesan staff person who probably has more than one ministry that they're in charge of. So NFP is part of that mosaic, and they might have a loose group of volunteer NFP teachers who are doing, carrying the burden of the work. And that still gets good seeds planted, but I would still say that's more kind of like a toddler that needs to grow up.
Well, I know within our own archdiocese here in Indianapolis, I've seen it grown since the time, that when I was younger. It is growing, but like you said, it does take time for those seedlings to start to grow and bear fruit.
Right. And that's also because it's not just education, it's conversion.
Absolutely.
People. And then when you need people who have an expertise, you have to train them, or
right,
you have to recruit recruit them. And so it's a complex ministry to really, mm-hmm. It's very delicate and complex to get it going.
Sure is.
Yeah. So Dr. Natare, could you explain for us the purpose of Natural Family Planning Awareness Week and why do we need to promote NFP?
Well, the purpose of it is to create awareness about church teaching and the NFP science and methodology. Unfortunately, there's still a caricature in many people's minds, both Catholic as well as non-Catholic, that the church is anti-sex, anti-personal development, because they think that the only purpose for marriage is to have children and to have as many as you can possibly have. I mean, those are all caricatures, and they're still out there in the world. So when we promote natural family planning in NFP Awareness Week, we're promoting both God's gifts to us, so church teaching, and then these ethical methods that respect God's gifts to men and women. Natural family planning methods are still not well known or respected by the medical community, so we ask people to get the word out and to hold educational seminars and things like that to help spread the word. And also to kind of smoke out any sort of myths or caricatures that people have in their minds just by conversation, by planting articles in diocesan newspapers or even in secular newspapers. And again, just fostering the conversation that there's a better way to live out your human sexuality and your sexual relationship in the married state than this kind of user mentality of contraception, fixing something that's really not broken.
Mm-hmm.
But actually harming people.
Yeah, so can you kind of just highlight some of the benefits of natural family planning for couples?
Oh, sure. Starting just with the human body, there are no negative side effects. It's healthy to know. Every NFP method provides fertility education to a couple. So a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, can learn about their reproductive lives. They can understand what it takes to keep them healthy in that part of life. So there's that. In terms of the environment, there are no environmental factors that make any of NFP use harmful to the environment. In terms of the couple relationship, since these are behavioral methods that once you learn the information, you have to change your behavior, so you have to work together. So really, as long as husband and wife are communicating well, natural family planning methods require them to communicate with each other, and it can have the effect of strengthening their emotional bond, their intimacy, and also it helps them become more clear about God's purpose for their marriage, when they should have children, when they should postpone having children. And then even with their own children, how to talk to their children about this most intimate area of life, because so many false messages are out there in the world about sex and relationships, and natural family planning is a wonderful discipline that allows a husband and wife, encourages them to grow in mutuality and in depth of understanding. And then, of course, on a spiritual level, they can move more easily into a deep reflection on these gifts of powers of co-creating with God another human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all good reasons, excellent reasons to use NFP. Yeah, so that kind of ties into this year's theme. Now, every year a theme is chosen, and so what's this year's theme?
This year we're taking the theme Love Naturally, and it's a kind of a loaded theme because on one level, if you don't know much, you're thinking, oh, well, love is natural. And of course, natural family planning being a healthy, no devices, no chemicals, approach to fertility management, it sort of taps into that. But being the sort of Catholic nerds that we are over here in my office, we thought it also tapped into God's gift of the natural law. how God created men and women and the different gifts that they bring to marriage, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually. So we thought that the Love Naturally slogan would just tap into that rich understanding of these gifts that God gave us.
Yeah, and also I'm thinking physically, too, because everybody's into organics, right? And we want natural as much as possible. Well, here you go, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So how many Catholic couples are using NFP, do you think, and versus the artificial birth control that
Well, we don't have a hard number on that.
Okay.
When we survey the dioceses, we're really surveying their programming and how many people they're teaching, and it's not a very scientific survey, so the numbers are unreliable. We do look to the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. They put out a family growth survey every so many years, and the data from that is not very encouraging. I think it's something like less than 1% of Americans of reproductive age are using a natural method. Now, we do have some scientists over at Marquette University. In fact, Dr. Richard Faring is a very well-known natural family planning researcher, and he tries to work with that data to drill it down. And the percentage goes up somewhat when you can isolate who is a practicing Catholic. Still, it's not where it should be for the United States. It most definitely is higher in other countries. So I know that we still have so much more work to do in order to help American Catholics understand the goodness of God's design for their married lives and the viability of NFP methods.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, it's kind of like an uphill battle, as you can imagine.
I
think it's more an uphill battle because of the American tendency to do things quickly, to want change fast, to open up a package rather than change our behavior. I mean, you see that struggle with obesity, for example, in the United States, and people trying to keep their weight down and eat healthy if we can only get the majority of Americans to do that, because that's not happening either. So it's a bit of a complicated issue that we know that we have to just still keep working hard to try to get at. And again, it takes conversion of heart to want to change on this level.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes NFP Awareness Week all the more necessary, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So many people say that NFP is one of the church's best-kept secrets, and there's some wonderful content and information available on the USCCB's website. Can you tell us about some of these resources available to both priests and laity that can be found there?
Oh, sure. Under Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, we have different electronic files of the poster that can be downloaded and used in parish bulletins or websites and that sort of thing. We have homily notes for priests and deacons, prayers of the faithful that could be used in daily mass, various articles. Some of them are kind of generic where you can download it and then adapt it to your local area so that you could put it in newspapers and use it in other kinds of social media. We do have social media files. We've got memes that we've posted this year. Every year we usually do our own memes for the USCCB's Facebook and Twitter accounts, but this year we decided to share them with people as well, so you can grab these things and use them to promote the information. We've got links to videos of the talks that were given at the Humanae Vitae conference last year at the Catholic University of America. We also have links to films, video clips of couples giving short witness talks as to, you know, how they found NFP and how God has captured their attention in their married lives. There are even some PowerPoint intro to NFP files that can be downloaded. So there's quite a bit.
There is, because I know I visited myself, and I'm just amazed. I'm like, this is just so great. It's mm-hmm. There's no excuse not to get out there and promote this. All the tools yes. are available.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Dr. Natare, what do you say to those who see no difference in NFP and contraception?
Well, first of all, the basic difference in how these methods are constructed. Contraception exists only to prevent pregnancy, and their devices and their chemicals and all of that kind of thing. Natural family planning methods, they are fertility education methods that have guidelines to help couples understand their fertile window. So that's the time that the woman is ovulating, and if they have conjugal relations, there is that possibility of becoming pregnant. So you can use this information both to try to achieve pregnancy besides avoiding pregnancy, and you can't do that with contraception. The natural methods, because they're versatile like that, you know, I almost wanted to say we should really change the title to natural family planning education, because the couple has to discern. They have to decide what God is calling them to see if now is the time to avoid the fertile time or to try to target conjugal relations for the fertile time so that they can try to get pregnant. Remember, even when couples are having intercourse during the fertile time, that doesn't guarantee that they're going to get pregnant.
That's
still in
right.
God's hands.
That's exactly right.
So natural family planning puts the couples in a relationship where they're working with God for building their families. Contraception just doesn't do that. In fact, in contraceptive research, the emphasis is on the woman and the woman's effective use of contraception. And a few years ago, or many years ago now, there started showing an awareness among contraceptive researchers that they've been putting all their emphasis on women and neglected the importance of looking at the man's relationship in all of that. Well, of course, they're talking separate individuals. They're not even talking partners committed until death do us part,
yeah.
You know. So there's a philosophical difference, there's a physical difference, and also contraception, people don't understand easily that there are a multitude of negative side effects that can happen per each method.
Absolutely.
And in fact, for chemical contraception, a group of physicians recently sent an academic petition, a citizen's petition, to the FDA to ask for a warning label to be put on all chemical contraceptives, because the amount of research that we have in hand now, responsible academic scientific research, shows a multitude of very damning negative side effects of chemical contraception.
Just absolutely.
Yes.
We read those studies too, and it's just incredible.
I mean, cancer. There's so many cancers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, doctor,
and other autoimmune things like Crohn's disease. And I mean, if you go on to the FDA website, you can see the types of petitions that people, you know, send to them. And this is one of them that they're now, the FDA has accepted it and they're reviewing it.
Yeah. Dr. Natare, we're running out of time today, so we're going to have to end it right there. We are truly grateful to you for giving us a better understanding for what National NFP Awareness Week is all about, and just for all the work you're doing to help couples build strong and holy marriages to the benefit not only of the church, but all of society. So thank you.
Oh, you are welcome.
Well, we pray that this year's campaign, which runs from Sunday, July 21st through Saturday, July 27th, bears much fruit for the glory of God and for the building up of a culture of life and love. We encourage you to help spread the word about the church's best-kept secret, natural family planning, and how it cooperates with God's design for married love. Creighton Model Fertility Care Practitioner Marilyn Haywood will join us next week to keep this conversation going. Thanks for being with us today, and until next time, let us heed the warning of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that the most deadly poison of our time is indifference. Let's pray for one another that we may be consumed with the desire to save lives and souls to give the greatest possible honor and glory to God. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
Thank you for listening to Pro-Life to the Max, a production of WOMB Catholic Radio. To learn more about this program and how you can help us to continue to produce and broadcast this content, visit us online at WOMBradio.com.